Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102. It's going to be a show today, y'all. 625.
That's probably the best live video we've ever done.
Yeah, you should go right now. Q102 Facebook page. Watch the morning video. Every morning we do a video on Facebook just kind of saying, hi, good morning. Here's what's coming up on the show, blah, blah, blah. Here's what you missed from overnight. Just kind of checking in. By far, we won't tell you what happened. We will just tell you by far the best Jeff and Jen Facebook video.
We nailed it.
Live video we've ever done.
This is why we get paid the big bucks, people, for videos just like that.
All right, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, screenplays. More of them are on the way and $20 concert tickets. But first, Jen, let's start with Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, this is kind of funny. These two guys, big buddies.
And so, I do have some audio.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, here's what happened. It started with Nick Cannon playing a birthday prank on Kevin Hart earlier this month by sending him a real live llama, which... It's funny, and I'm concerned about what happened next to the llama. Uh-oh. So, you know, as long as the llama was very well taken care, you know, using live animals for as tools of pranks, you know.
Years ago, we brought them up to the radio station, and got in trouble for that. Because
llamas?
Yes, and I can tell you that was one of my favorite moments is when those elevator doors opened and just two llamas walked out.
Yeah, that's pretty
great. They're kind of scary sometimes when they look at you.
Well, they spit on you, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Aren't they spitters?
They're like camels.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. But he sent a message with it saying, since I'm having all these new kids, I thought I would bless you with a new one as well. Save the drama for your llama. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's cute.
Funny, right?
Cute.
Well, Kevin just paid him back pretty hard. Don't you guys do this to me ever, please. He put up billboards in L.A., New York, and Atlanta with Nick's actual phone number on them with a message reading, for any advice on fatherhood, call my best friend Nick Cannon.
Well, isn't he he's got a set of twins with one mom, and isn't he?
He has seven kids.
Having more twins with someone else and then another?
I thought all of his children were already born.
They have been born. He's got seven with four different baby mamas.
But some of them are very new, like just born within the last year or
eight months.
Right?
Yeah. In the last 8 months, four of them have been born. So Kevin posted a picture of the LA billboard on Instagram and said, quote, got you back, B word. Hashtag prank wars.
That's funny.
But yeah.
Okay.
Very.
All right. We will never do that to you, Jen.
Thanks.
Okay.
The llama or the billboard.
We might send a llama to you at the farm. I think that sounds fun.
It's ding dong on your porch. There's just a llama hanging out there. Hey. Denise is in with traffic. What's up? Cincinnati's Hit Music Q102 Friday morning. Supposed to be a really nice day as we kick off the weekend together. Sunny and 86.
I don't know what happened.
What?
Jen said something and I go, what?
Well, the view out my window, I could see the entire patio. Like if people were coming out to sit and have a nice lunch outside or something, right?
And our new building's outside eating area.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. And I was kind of excited because I thought, ooh, I might get to spy on some people, you know, watch people when they don't know that I'm watching them, which, you know, is kind of fun sometimes. But they're putting up an awning.
Yeah.
They're in the process of the awning, and now I won't be able to see anybody.
No. Well, they're putting the awning up so that you have nice shade while you're eating, if you would like to eat outside.
Well, they didn't ask me about
it. Shaded. Can we get a half awning down here, please?
I know. Or can you just put a hole right in the middle, like a sunlight? What is that called? Moon roof.
A sunlight? Skylight.
Skylight.
Speaking of moons, did you see
full moon tomorrow?
Yes.
I saw it last night.
It looks like it this morning. It's called the Buck Moon.
Well,
don't say that wrong.
We know what's happening this morning.
Say, look out.
All right, so what's happening
With Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. This is really cool.
Because they've had some good movies together.
They recently reunited to write The Last Duel. And it sounds like it's going to lead to more collaborations. He said, I think this is Matt speaking. I think we'll write a lot more in the future just because it didn't turn out to be as time consuming as we thought. Of course, Matt and Ben won an Oscar in 1997 for Best Original Screenplay for Good Will Hunting, which is still an awesome movie. Mm-hmm. If it's on, I'll watch it for a bit. Matt said their old process was inefficient because they didn't really understand structure. He said, we wrote thousands of pages. We'd be like, well, what if this happened? And then we just write different scenes. So this time around, they reined things in. Matt said the last duel is more about perspective. So Ben and I wrote the male perspectives, and Nicole Holofcener, do you know her? Nicole Holofcener wrote the female perspective. The trailer for The Last Duel was released earlier this week, if you haven't run into that yet. Surreal Life, did you guys ever watch that? Was that a show for you?
Which one was that?
I don't know, because I feel like I did watch it, and now I can't remember.
They put a bunch of random B-list and lower celebrities into a house to see what kind of insanity would ensue.
No.
Over the years, we had drunken, naked Vern Mini Troyer.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that scene. Yeah.
It was on VH1. Yeah. I remember. Yes, I did watch it, because that was when Flavor Flav was on there with Bridget.
Yes, yes. Bridget Nielsen. And then you had MC Hammer officiating, yes, Vince Neil's wedding, Vanilla Ice infuriating Gary Coleman by lifting him up. Do you remember all of these?
Not everything, but I remember watching that show for a brief moment.
Yeah, it ended in 2006. So it's been a bit, but it is coming back. A seventh season is coming this fall. Cast has already been announced. Oh, my God. Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, wow.
August Alsina. Kim Coles. YouTuber Manny Moi. Is it Moi?
Yeah.
Tamar Braxton. Former WWE star CJ Lana Perry. And Frankie Muniz.
Oh, interesting.
From Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah.
He's going on the Surreal Life.
He's going on the Surreal Life. So
it was an interesting show. Fun. Like, I do remember. So it's essentially kind of like Real World, but for like D-list celebrities. Like, they don't really do like challenges or anything. They're just in this house.
Is that the one that Dr. Hanging Drew out. Helped people on as well?
Yes, I believe so.
He had some sort of element on
it. Yes, okay. I think so.
Was Jordan Knight on that one? I know he was in one of those shows.
I think it was that same one that he was on.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, if you never got to see Whitney Houston in concert, you are going to have a chance, kind of, sort of. She's doing a residency at Harrah's Casino in Vegas this fall called An Evening with Whitney, the Whitney Houston Hologram Concert.
Oh, that'll be interesting. I would like to see
that. What is that look, Tim?
Just thinking horrible things. just keep going.
About Whitney?
Just thinking of names of the tour we could come up with.
Oh, God. Yeah. You just
keep going.
Behave. Holla Whitney will sing in the real Whitney in her actual voice, accompanied by a live four-piece band, backup singers, and dancers. So it's going to be like a full stage show. And it does seem a little bit like a cash grab. Her former manager and CEO of her estate, Pat Houston, claims they talked about the concept of her as a hologram before she died.
Hmm.
She said, an evening with Whitney is another chance for us to relive and celebrate the talent that we were so lucky to receive for more than three decades.
Have you guys ever seen a hologram concert?
No.
Or
no.
Been a part of any of that?
Just on TV. I've never seen one live.
I went to a Pink Floyd laser light show one time. Remember those
Similar.
Things were popular? I don't know if that close enough.
Yeah. I'll take it.
I'm cool. I mean, I think it would be fun to see. I don't know if I'd make a special trip to Vegas for it.
But if you were already there, you might grab a ticket.
I like Whitney Houston's music.
If somebody gave me a ticket, I would totally go.
But there is a little something that's eerie about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just like when Kim Kardashian had the, her dad.
Kanye gave it to her as a gift.
And her dad spoke in his own words. And
he talked about, he said stuff that would have been current. You know what I mean?
There's a layer of eeriness to it.
Same. I agree.
So tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock this morning. And then speaking of concert tickets, how nice, when was the last time you paid $20 for a concert ticket?
I can't remember.
I mean, concert tickets, it's been, 30, 40 years probably since concert tickets were $20
each. I mean, even the Bosom Ball ticket, I think, is $25.
Right. Right. Well, this is kind of cool. Live Nation celebrating the return to live music, offering fans the chance to score $20 concert tickets, and that includes taxes and fees.
What?
Going to be almost 1,000 shows to choose from at Live Nation venues across the country.
How
tickets
exciting.
Go on sale to the public on Wednesday at livenation.com. you have T-Mobile or Sprint, you'll have the chance to score them a day before through the T-Mobile Tuesdays app. Mm-hmm. Some of the artists that are participating, this is really cool.
There's a lot of good ones on this list.
Jonas Brothers, Alice Cooper, Hey, the Doobie Brothers.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
The Black Crowes, Maroon 5, Kiss, Daryl Hall and John Oates, Alanis Morissette, Luke Bryan, Pitbull, Lil Baby, Kings of Leon and Lady A. Not bad, huh?
This is a really good concert.
I know. Pretty exciting.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.